Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. The last couple of shows, we have been talking about being a boomer and your new right-size home. We learned about the importance of using a realtor who specializes in working with boomers, such as Deborah Whitfield, a seniors real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. During last week's show, we had a great conversation with Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, and Jerry Gardner, a reverse mortgage specialist with Town Bank Mortgage. They helped us better understand the many options out there to help us purchase our new right-size home. Once we have that new right-size home, we do need to furnish it. Now, should we work with a furniture retailer who is an expert in design? After all, they can help us buy furniture that will be long-lasting, comfortable, and chic for the next best phase of our boomer and beyond life. Today's guest is that expert. He is Randolph Cooper, a designer and member of the well-known Southeastern Galleries family, which has been in business in Charleston for almost 60 years. He will educate you on what you need to know when making a furniture purchase and the importance of working with a designer, no matter how small or big your purchase may be. Plus, he has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so you need to stay tuned. Now let's talk about some upcoming events. Now, if you enjoy Mozart and you love living in the South, and don't we? That's why we're here. Then you will enjoy Mozart in the South. Chamber Music Charleston wants to bring out the fun side of classical music with this Mozart-themed festival, which is today. It promises some rock and roll classics such as the Beatles and Queen with a little Mozart thrown in. Mozart in the South going on right now, Marion Square. To make sure you know all the upcoming chamber music events, visit chambermusiccharleston.org. Now, if you enjoy blues and barbecue, then I know you will enjoy the Blues and Barbecue Harbor Cruise. It's Thursdays and Fridays beginning at 7 p.m. on the Carolina Queen. Come cruise the harbor on the Carolina Queen with some delicious home team barbecue. And there's live blues by Shrimp City Slim every Thursday and some Fridays. Again, you'll cruise the Charleston Harbor and you can be a tourist in your own town. Blues and Barbecue Harbor Cruise. Another fun cruise option is Sunday Jazz Brunch Riverboat Cruises. Right now, the last Sunday is when they occur, the last Sunday in September and October. It all begins at 11 a.m. It's a family fun event with live jazz music, a brunch buffet, and of course, a cruise around Charleston Harbor. Again, the Sunday Jazz Brunch Riverboat Cruise, the last Sunday in September and October. The cost of this one is $44.95 a person. Now, both of these cruises depart at 17 Lockwood Drive, and more information can be found at charleston.com/events. Another foodie event going on right now is Charleston Restaurant Week. Through September 20th, you can enjoy a fixed-price menu from many low-country restaurants. Some restaurants are using this event as an opportunity to benefit local charities, such as Trident United Way. To get all the information you need, just go to charlestonrestaurantassociation.com. Now, to help us work off all these calories from these foodie events, check out a very important and worthwhile walking event, the 2015 Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's next Saturday and begins at 9 a.m. at the North Charleston Riverfront Park. Now, you should form a team and register. So for more information, visit alz.org. Again, alz.org for this very important 2015 Walk to End Alzheimer's. All of these events are fun and we enjoy them. They get us out of our houses. But as boomers, we want to also enjoy being in our homes, entertaining. We need the right furniture, though, for these entertaining functions that we want to host for our current or new right-size space. Today's guest is an expert in design and can help you in purchasing furniture. He is Randolph Cooper with Southeastern Galleries, and he has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. We'll be right back with Randolph Cooper of Southeastern Galleries.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. Now, as I mentioned before the break, boomers are building their new right-size homes and need furniture. In fact, according to the Economic Policy Institute, boomers control 75% of America's wealth. They're outspending the younger generations by 2-to-1 on consumer goods, and that includes furniture. So what do you need to know when choosing a furniture retailer? To help us all better understand the answer to that question and more is today's guest, Randolph Cooper of Southeastern Galleries. Welcome, Randolph.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me, and hello, Charleston.
Hello. Yes, thank you so much for being here, Randolph, and I've really been looking forward to this segment.
I have, too.
Well, let's talk about boomers and retiring. So they're retiring, but their spending habits are not. In fact, they're really spending on more high-quality products because they can. So as a designer in the furniture retail market, what are some of the trends that you're seeing with boomers?
Well, A, I love my retirees. I love that they're spending on luxury. I'd love to help them do it. But no, you kind of hit the nail on the head, Rebecca. You know, our retirees, the children are out of the nest. They're out of college.
We hope.
Exactly. You know, hopefully they're going to be out of college and they're going to be on their own soon. But, you know, what we're finding is, you know, that market, that luxury market's come back. Our client that wanted the Baker dining room chairs but couldn't have them before because they were worried about spaghetti dinner on Tuesday night with the six-year-olds, you know, they're letting themselves have those things now. So we're loving it.
So boomers want, it sounds like, quality. They want uniqueness. They want luxury. That, to me, says, all right, I need custom design furniture, and I know that Southeastern Galleries does that so very well.
Rebecca, God bless you, because I think that's the best plug I've ever heard for my store. Southeastern Galleries, we do. We do that very well, I like to think. You know, A, we have an amazing show space. So anything that you want to preview, anything that you want to see, for the most part, we're going to have it, or we're going to have something similar to it. Aside from that, you know, we offer a complimentary design program. So my favorite part about the job is going out to your home, looking at what you have, what you need, and just sitting down and having that conversation with you and seeing how we can get there.
And that is so important that you take the time to get to know your client, because you really do need to understand someone's their lifestyle, their personal preferences, as you design what is so important where we spend a lot of our time is our homes, isn't it?
Agreed, agreed. And really quickly, Rebecca, for your listening audience, in terms of how you and I got to know one another, we had met at a Christmas party several years back.
That's right.
And I
remember.
I do. I approached you after a few glasses of wine, and I told you how much you looked like Michelle Pfeiffer from the Batman movie.
Yay, Michelle Pfeiffer. I was like, really?
Thankfully, my partner at the time was with me, so your husband, I don't think, took it too personally and had a little bit of a laugh, but... But yeah, we've been good friends since then, haven't we?
We have. We absolutely have. And that is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show. I've gotten to know you, and I've really gotten to appreciate Southeastern Galleries and their commitment to their clients, to quality. It's really a lifelong relationship that you have with your clients, isn't it?
It is. And I think a way to sum up everything that you just said is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandparents started Southeastern Galleries over 60 years ago, and we were on Meeting Street in downtown Charleston at the time. Since then, my grandfather is our acting president, and he's maintained that sense of the utmost in terms of our customer service. And I always like to reflect back to this story. When my grandfather was at the Citadel and he graduated, he received the Wilson Award of the Wilson Ring. And truly, this is an award that goes to one student voted by his peers as well as the professors. And this student epitomizes, you know, tactfulness, humility, intelligence, grace, honor. And he's taken that into this business, and I like to think that a good bit of that's rubbed off on me.
It definitely has. Yes, yes. And you are the fourth generation of the Southeastern Galleries family.
Fourth generation.
And if you're just tuning in, listeners, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz, and we are talking today with Randolph Cooper of Southeastern Galleries. Now, I'm going to give out that website. You have a wonderful website, by the way.
Thank you. We're trying.
It's very informative. It has a really great description of everything that you offer, and it's southeasterngalleries.com. Now, Randolph.
And really quickly, Rebecca,
yeah,
and I'm
sure.
So sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
I tell people, constantly check our website, because we'll do promotions through the website sometimes that we don't offer in the Post and Courier or anywhere else where you'll see our advertisements.
Okay.
So do check it, you know, every Sunday, make it part of your morning. Put down the times and open up the iPad.
That sounds a great idea out there. And also, I want to let our listeners know that the showroom that you mentioned, it's been opened since 1985. I know you started in Meeting Street. The showroom on Ashley River Road is 30,000 square feet. It's absolutely beautiful and stunning. The layout, how you have...
Rebecca, I'm blushing.
the furniture, just it's you've got placement, but you just don't have furniture, Randolph. You all have taken the time to truly say, this is how everything works well together. This is what we do so well. We design. So you've got window treatments. You have... beautiful floral arrangements, mirrors, paintings. Am I right?
You are. And Rebecca, if ever you get tired of radio, come into design and you've got a job, I promise you.
Oh, I would love that. I wouldn't bring home any money, though, because I would be, and I don't know where I would put everything.
I don't. So, you know, Rebecca, you're right. We have everything from A to Z, really. And we do. We have a gorgeous showroom. And what we pride ourselves on is, you know, we go to market several times a year. And what we think we do for you is we get the best of the best. We get the new color trends and we sample it for you so you can see it in our space. And you know the quality. You know, so many people are going to these .coms now to buy furniture. And I'm telling them, you know, when you're making an investment in your living room, you're going to have this piece for 10 or 15 years and you want to leave something to your children and they're going to give it to their children. You don't buy that off of a .com. You sit in it. You feel it. You see it. You smell it even. I mean, it needs to be part of you to some degree.
Can I make a confession? It's confession time.
Please.
You know I've been in the market for a new sofa. And I'm that boomer you're talking about that my children haven't all left, but it looks, we're hopeful. They're starting to make their way out the door. So there's hope on the horizon. And I played around with the whole .com. I looked and I spent like a Sunday afternoon and I came downstairs and I was so frustrated because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what would work. And my husband just looked at me and said, go talk to Randolph.
There you go. God bless him.
So, and it's so true that you can spend that time and those resources, and you're not, at the end of the day, going to get necessarily what's best for you. I mean, you really do need to work with someone like you who's an expert, a designer. Because tell our listeners out there what you do when you come out and you work with somebody who is looking for that new piece of furniture, whether it's a sofa or a table or a bed or a mattress.
Right.
What
or
do you
all
do?
The above.
Or all the above.
So, Rebecca, what I love to do is when I go to someone's home, which truly you all is my favorite part about what I do, I love to bring a bottle of wine, whether that's red or white. And if you're extra fancy, we'll do a bottle of champagne. But I like to get...
I like that. Okay.
There you go.
It's a good start.
I'm like, I'll see you after the show, Rebecca.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
But I listen to you. I listen to your needs. And I look at what you already have. You know, so many people have this misconception with designers that, A, we're going to get rid of everything you have. B, we're going to get you to spend as much money as possible. Now, I might be a little guilty on B, only if you let me. But no, for A, I mean, truly, if you have fabulous pieces, if you have these heirloom pieces, that gorgeous Baker dining room set that your parents left to you or that, you know, you and your husband purchased earlier in life, you know, we're going to respect that and we're going to work with that because they're fabulous pieces. And our staff, you know, they're all incredibly well trained and they recognize those pieces.
I'm really glad you said that because I have some pieces stashed away in a closet that I just haven't brought out as I have three sons and as they've gotten older. So, and I know that about you. I know that you will come and you will say, all right, I know you want this piece, which I'm currently looking for a sofa, but let's pull out some other things that you have and let's work with what you have. And I really appreciate that because you're correct. There are pieces in our lives, in our homes that are, have of meaning to us. And as boomers, sadly, as we're of that age where our parents are passing on, we are inheriting some significant pieces of furniture.
And I think there's a happy marriage. I think there's this equilibrium that you can hit with newer pieces, newer upholstery, newer case goods, as well as the existing antiquities or these existing pieces that have sentimental value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially Charleston, where we have such a historic market. You know, I'm working on a fairly large project now that I'll be able to go into more detail on later. But
we're going to have you back.
I'm hoping so.
Definitely.
Some of these historic homes, you know, every piece can't be new. It'll just be this bastardized version of what it had been.
Mm-hmm.
You need a sense of antiquity for some of these projects. So we're never looking to get rid of that. We just help you filter.
I love that. I love that. And if you're tuning in, this is Rebecca Imholz with Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Randolph Cooper, Southeastern Galleries. Again, the website is southeasterngalleries.com. Now, Randolph, we talked a lot about what your family business and the philosophy and what you bring with helping folks out there get quality furniture, the design factor. Let's talk about you.
Oh, no. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you.
I hate talking about me.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Shoot, Rebecca.
Then we'll just move on.
I love it. Let's talk about me.
Okay. You're a fourth generation family member with Southeastern Galleries. Have you always been interested in design?
You know, it's funny. Like you had said, I'm fourth generation for the store. So I grew up literally in that store. That store was my figurative and literal playground. I've always had a very strong interest in design. Growing up, great-grandmother was on Lamble Street downtown. And just having this historic home, seeing the furniture, seeing these period pieces, and having an appreciation for it really was something that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I really do. And
It's in the blood.
It is. And, you know, I want to give that to everyone else. I do. I want everyone to have that piece or two at least where they know there's a history to it and then there's this just superb quality behind it.
Well, certainly you, it's very quickly apparent they have an appreciation for Charleston and the history and the tradition behind the beautiful designs that we have here. But I know you've traveled the world. So how has that influenced your designs?
This is true. I have traveled a good bit. And I think what can be interesting for Charleston is sometimes, especially in this historic market, you can get a little stuck and things can be a little bit expected here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting to have an outside perspective where you can bring in the influences of other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I traveled Asia extensively. I love bringing in that campaign styling, which is something you already see in Charleston, but just hitting on different sides of it, or different perspectives of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love anything chinoiserie, and that's that styling that, you know, old Charleston absolutely loved. And it's coming back, everybody. So the people in their 20s and 30s and early 40s listening, listen up. It's coming back. You need to look at those pieces that your grandparents or your parents are thinking about passing down.
All right. So pay attention out there, you younger generation, to what your grandparents and parents have. You will have an appreciation for it,
well,
I'm sure.
Your generation in particular, Rebecca. I mean, you know, you're at that point now where your parents are looking to give some of these heirloom pieces away and, yeah, do the research.
That's wonderful. Well, Randolph, quickly, we're out of time. I can't believe it.
It has gone by so fast.
I told you it would. What is the giveaway that you have for our listener today, who's the fifth caller?
All right, everybody. So I told you my favorite part about the job is to come out to the home. So the fifth caller... And what is the word that they're going to use, Rebecca?
They're going to use a code word. Let's talk boomers.
All right. So code word, let's talk boomers. Fifth caller. They're going to get an in-house consultation with yours truly. And I will bring a wonderful bottle of Veuve and two glasses. Three if you have a husband, wife, or significant other. and let's talk business. Let's talk design.
Wonderful. So listen up. The number to call is 843-556-4663-556-4663. Be the fifth caller. Use the code word Let's Talk Boomers. And you can hopefully spend some time with Randolph and he'll come out and help you look at your right size home.
And... Exactly. And if you don't want me, you can swap out for someone else. Yeah. The Veuve will still come, I promise.
No, definitely. I would say you want Randolph. So thank you so much for being here today, Randolph, on
Rebecca,
Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you for having me. It's an amazing program and what an amazing listening audience.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. I'm here with Deborah Whitfield, a seniors real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. Deborah, let's talk about the 55-plus community. One subject that keeps coming up is that selling and buying your home is just, well, frankly, overwhelming. Some people just want to give up before they even get started. So how do you help with these kinds of concerns?
Rebecca, you have identified a huge emotional block that I run into frequently. People just don't know where to start. There are so many unknown questions and fears that many seniors just give up. It's so sad since it is not so complicated. If you have a seasoned SRES who is skilled and capable, they will carefully walk you through the process and ensure that each step is accomplished.
So, Rick, you know, basically selling, buying a house can be manageable if you have an expert to guide you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I am like a program manager helping my clients break down this experience into manageable chunks. Each event is very manageable, and before you know it, you're in your new home with a lot of freedom and fun. An SRES understands the needs of a 55-plus buyer and seller and can focus on their unique issues and skillfully help them move forward to the next step.
So seniors and those of us in the 55-plus community can actually move through a comfortable and predictable experience and not fear the unknown as much.
Yes, I have over 10 years of experience helping and facilitating my clients who have successfully and happily resettled. People have a reason to be careful. There is a lot of work and action, but I have been there with hundreds of customers. I will break out each step and guide and support you through all of the activities.
Well, Deborah, it's such a relief to know that some of our listeners can rely on a skilled SRES seniors real estate specialist like you to remove unnecessary stress and to support them to achieve their life goals. To learn more about Deborah Whitfield, call her at 367-4845 or visit her very informative website at 55plusrealestate.info.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.